Okay.
Because I don't know if you know this, but my oldest son is on TikToks now.
Yeah.
And he's posting bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's got more followers and engagement than us, so I'm jealous.
That's pretty hilarious. Honestly.
It kind of is.
Like, I think it's just like bots.
Way to go.
I mean, I'm sure that's just bots.
Yeah.
There's... I mean, everyone who follows me on Twitter is a bot, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Or an AI chat.
Yeah, all my bots are sexy ladies, though, apparently.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, gives you a good feeling inside. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to RTFB. This is Travis, and today Chris, other Chris, Danielle, and I are talking about the movie version of The Postman, starring and directed by my friend and yours, Kevin Costner. At the time of this recording, the movie doesn't seem to be available to stream for free anywhere, in the States at least, but you can rent it from the usual places, or take this as your sign to pop into your local library and see if you can borrow it from them for $0, which is a fine price to pay for this thing. And if you're headed out anyway, and you're in the Dallas area, you could also check out this week's bookstore buddy, Interrobang Books, down on Lover's Lane. This is another bookstore who we've partnered with to do a book giveaway before, and they do a lot of cool events with authors, and the keen-eye observer might note that they're also the backdrop for our current banner image on our webpage. It's a great place to pop in if you're taking a flight in or out of Love Field and forgot to pack a book, or just because. They're great, we love them. By the way, an interrobang, in case you didn't know, is a special punctuation mark that combines an exclamation point and a question mark and indicates, like, an extremely surprised reaction to something. E.g., a talking cat? Or, are you out of your mind? Like that. Okay, now that we learned a couple of things, let's get back to my conversation with everyone already in progress. 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
To make a bunch of random videos.
You need to, like, buy a camera.
He's got it.
Editing software. You need, like...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you can get access to a cute girl, too. Like, that'll help a lot.
That would help a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not interested in that.
She doesn't even need to be in the videos all the time. She can just show up, like, every once in a while.
Yeah. Have someone you can cut to be like, oh...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got the crop top t-shirt on. Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It also helps if she occasionally shows up and just has like a wickedly different opinion or doesn't give a shit about anything you're doing.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Who do we know like that?
If she can be like hypercritical of like you know all of the content you're creating, uh-huh. like this is bullshit and I don't want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keeps you grounded.
I feel like that contributes a special flavor to it too.
Wait a minute.
I'm super bored by this.
If she can show up and just roll her eyes for an hour.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That'd be uncool, though. I'm the mother. He's going to have to find a girl that's like me to do it.
That's true.
I don't know if Chris was still talking about Levi. Just content. Yeah.
Talking about me.
Uh-huh.
No, I know me when like, I hear me.
Yeah, it works, though. Mm-hmm. It works.
Totally does. Yep.
Look, it adds interest.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Danielle.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. I had to go back and figure out what the question is this season.
Oh, you're always asking these questions.
I know. I got to know your opinion about stuff.
I don't know, man.
I don't remember what the question was either.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's the apocalypse, right?
Apparently it was.
Everything's destroyed.
Yep.
What one government function do you restart?
What one government function do I restart? None of them. They're all just the worst.
But which one do you actually think you need? Like the water company, the electricity company, like...
Oh, those are... I do like electricity, and I do like running water.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor plumbing stuff. Mm-hmm.
Planned Parenthood, That's not government sponsored.
I don't think that's going to be top of the list for this type of a situation.
No.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe we do start over with, like, electricity and we do it, like, way better than the bullshit that we have now because,
in Texas.
Encore and, what's the other crap that we have that's always messing up our grid?
I don't know. Greg Abbott?
No, hold on. I got an app. ERCOT?
ERCOT.
Yeah.
That's the one we hear about outside of your state.
Them out of it. We could do way better.
Well, hey, but you guys want, your state wanted, you know, grid independence, so they don't have to pay like energy tax or whatever to the government. So.
Yeah, we were just paying more everywhere else, but that's fine.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's cool with it.
Well, if we do that, can you come over here and get rid of Duke for us, please? Like,
oh yeah, I think my dad had Duke in Florida. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah, they
too.
Suck. They own like the East Coast, so
let's just get rid of all those fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Turn them back into municipal like fuckers organizations that just provide a service.
Just set up local wind farms.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some solar.
Yeah.
Make your own power. Breweries. Burn your own coal.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, all these people in this, like, post-apocalypse stuff, like, trying so hard to survive, just, like, let it go, guys. And just, like, just die already. Like, wouldn't that
just
be
give
easier?
Up.
They're trying to give you a hint. Like, no one wants you here. Just
like,
give up.
I would just be like, you know what? This is the sign. Peace out. Man.
I can take a hint.
Yeah.
Got to carry the flame of humanity.
No. Yeah. No, the earth doesn't want us. It's time to bow out. That's enough is enough.
Let the dolphins take a turn. Yeah. The dolphins and the raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have air conditioning
gone,
and running water and electricity, again. I don't want to be here anymore. All right. That's the end of it. I'm not going to fight to survive.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing we need to migrate to like Oregon or Washington before the end of the world.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And then, I mean, you won't have power, but you won't get super hot.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you can just set up like some wind turbines later or like make a paddle wheel generator or something on one of them.
Oh, but I need the internet. How will I look at my phone? I don't have the internet.
True. Just have to talk to
people. Remember, we did survive without it for like 23 years of our life.
I don't remember.
You have to line up everybody in town. Be like, what are you talking about? I'm bored. Yeah. Next. What are you?
Next. Swipe off.
Swipe off of you.
Close that app.
I'm bored of you. Next.
God,
say
I've
something
heard
silly.
This one already.
Yes. Silence.
Next.
Put on mute.
You have to like bring your kids over and look at them instead of just seeing pictures.
Oh my god.
Everyone come look at my children.
Yep.
Here they are.
Look at how great they are.
They are very
look
tall.
At my children.
Look at them.
Yes. They're taller than they were yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So I'm getting the impression that Danielle would have been one of these people that like, what, you have underwear and tampons? I'm in. Not appearing in this film, but we're in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't understand how you can like make a 3-hour movie and cut so much out of it.
I know, right?
I don't want to risk influencing
this discussion here, but this whole movie was like Kevin Costner got pitched the idea and he's like, okay, there's post. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from here. I'm going to make your stupid book better. I got it.
Give me some character names and some other shit. All right, we'll roll with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, but speaking of long Kevin Costner movies, I was reading the Wikipedia, and his new thing he's got coming out, I was reading that...
His two-part Western?
I read that it is a 4-plus part Western.
Oh, okay.
What?
And each part is going to be like 3 hours. I'm
pass.
Like, God damn it, Kevin
hard
Costner.
Pass.
Can
well,
you not make anything short?
This How does Kevin Costner look like older in this movie than he does now? Like, what happened?
Kevin Costner was
the
like
same way they
literally kind of old.
Yeah. Same way they made Michael J. Fox look older than he was at 50. Yeah.
It's the hairline. Probably.
Yeah. He was created old like dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I know he was getting divorced, so he's got to like have a glow up so that, you know, he's getting divorced.
Is that what it is?
Get those younger ladies.
I forgot about
he's
that.
He's got divorced. Yeah.
Wasn't his wife already a younger lady?
I think so, but like, I don't know. It was big drama, apparently, with the Yellowstone stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm. That's what's kind
I didn't
of
watch
deleted.
That, but that's what I hear.
I did. I love it. It's gritty. There's a lot of like person. full violence in that show. I never knew ranching in Montana could be so serious.
I know, right?
In that show.
Like, who wants to learn about Montana? But I guess we all are interested.
It was actually pretty interesting.
Not unless it's Joe Montana.
Oh,
I have to say, I like seeing Kevin Costner as a gritty cowboy, so I think I'm going to enjoy this Western movie, but I may only see one if they're not that good.
I plan on seeing zero.
I'm going to see one. It looks interesting enough.
I see the commercials for him, like, punching that guy, though. Like, we already talked about Crunch. Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Being an old badass guy or whatever.
What's in the closet?
I don't know, but Lucy thinks there's something in there.
She just somersaulted.
So, hey, Danielle.
Yeah.
How'd you like this movie?
I mean, I watched it. I mean, not the beginning. I was making a Facebook post, I will say. At the beginning, I was busy making a Facebook post, and I missed a little.
You didn't miss anything.
But I think that was all just, like, boring stuff. Mm. And then I was focused, and my God, was it long. Like, did it need to be this long? I don't think it did.
It did not. It did not.
No.
I was very tired yesterday, though, and I was laying on the couch, and I did stay awake, so I guess it held my attention enough for that.
Yeah.
Well, that counts for something. You actually, I feel like you, like, totally hit the nail on the head with that. Like, I told Sharon, like, I give this movie, like, a C. It's a passing grade. It's a movie. It's coherent. I can follow it.
Yeah.
It is otherwise, like, it's a movie. Like,
yeah.
Congratulations, right. You've watched a movie.
Right.
Like, right.
There was a beginning, middle, and end.
Yes. Yes. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a movie, and the whole time I'm through, I'm like, why did you change this?
Yeah.
Why did you make that the thing?
I heard it was not following the book.
Not really, no.
No.
If you have 3 hours of movie, like, there's lots of stuff you can fit in there.
Right.
I'd also forgotten it was 3 hours.
Was it actually 3 hours?
Yes.
It's two hours and 57 minutes.
Yeah, it felt longer. It honestly felt longer than that.
I purposely did not tell Danielle how long it was going
to
be.
Earlier, his first 3-hour movie we all paid attention to had come out, Waterworld.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
I was
also,
like,
post-apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
I mean, like
Costner,
you know,
in the 90s.
There was also Dances with Wolves.
Yes,
that was,
I wanted
like,
to be watching that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The comment was made.
A good movie.
Yeah.
Could this be Dances with Wolves
Imagine
instead?
Imagine watching a good movie. Yeah.
With the same actor in it, right?
Yeah.
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 And, like, honestly, not that different of a, like, a premise. No.
Yeah,
all kind
like
of westerns.
We're following a guy who's like alone in the wilderness. Like, they could have made that movie, and it could have been good.
With frontier towns. So
yeah.
You saw his butt in that movie too. I didn't see his butt in this one.
No, we
I
saw
only
that
saw
lady
lady's butt.
Butt.
That's why this movie was poorly reviewed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He needed his butt in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the Costner butt, like
especially the
90s really
one.
Elevates. Yeah,
I was it was a pretty good one back in the day.
I mean that's why Robin Hood Prince of Thieves worked. Too.
Right,
it's like oh,
tight
you get,
pants.
You get a brief glimpse of that butt.
Yeah,
yeah.
Swimming like they, by that waterfall.
They
tight
literally
leather pants the rest of the time. So
they literally had the female gaze in that scene. Like it was a lady watching his ass and being like, "Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep, yep."
I'd watch
and,
that again.
You know,
I wonder if that's still good.
I remember like that. She was literally like the sort of character stand in for my mom.
Yeah.
Like everyone's mom is checking out Kevin Costner.
I'd be curious because, well, I can't ask my mom now, but like that was the first PG-13 movie I ever got to see in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
That was
really
PG-13?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like scalping people and stuff in that.
Well, it was still a little rougher back then.
God.
Yep.
But yeah, like because my mom had to do her thing like, okay, well, let me find out why it's PG-13.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we will decide if I take you or not. So me and mom and grandma went. To see it. And I thought it was great because, you know, I was like, what, like 9, 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like and it was awesome and action-y, but I never occurred to me about Kevin Costner's butt for the adult ladies.
Right.
Uh-huh. So,
oh, it's in there for them, yeah.
I'm now picturing in the theater your mom and your grandma high-fiving at that scene.
Uh-huh. Like, since I'm short, just like silent high-five over my head.
Costner butt.
You could have just made this movie just a little better if there had been.
Yeah.
He was in the tub. It was just right there for you.
No, like, it was the water was cloudy and he was sitting on it.
Just have him lean over a little too far to get something.
I didn't see anything.
Just something. So easy to fix this whole movie.
Shade at that point. He's like, I'm not doing it again.
Oh, no, but I felt like they lampshaded it, though, right? Because of his donkey, Bill.
Oh,
he's
like,
I love my ass.
Oh, my God. That was the worst.
I sure love my ass. I'm like,
honestly,
that movie was so
just
a movie. I didn't even really pay attention to that. So,
this is Kevin Costner being self-referential.
Yes. Exactly.
Poor Bill, though.
Like, everyone talks about my ass. We'll put my ass in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Bill, like, don't get a horse near this guy in this whole movie. Like,
every horse was, like, murdered.
Horses suffered a terrible fate once they came across the unnamed postman.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, not named Gordon. You don't get to have horses anymore.
Nope. Even when he died and they made a memorial, it's like the postman.
The postman.
Yeah.
John the postman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's why they had to do that one scene in slow motion so that we would understand the statue at the end.
Right.
Oh my also God. Because the movie needs to be 3 hours.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Even that scene was like 10 minutes long. It felt like 10 minutes long of, like, I got it. The kid, came back for, okay.
Like it could have been one cut, but they had to have the whole thing. Like, oh, I missed him. And then he has to turn around and come back. Like,
right.
No, you could have just had the kid run outside and hand him a letter, and it would have taken 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there you go.
No, no,
like, why are you going that fast past the house anyway if you're supposed to pick up posts? Like, calm down.
He didn't see the little flag that they had a letter.
Oh, my God.
So he was just speeding off, you know?
Also, like, you could be murdered at any moment, which, like, I don't think they really got that across until, like...
No.
Like the sense of danger was not palpable except occasionally.
Right.
Right.
When there was, like armies with freaking artillery cannons.
Yeah.
That they pointed at random towns with, like, wooden fences. So, like, this is probably required.
Why were
because
those people
they didn't
so
open
violent?
The door.
They watched Sound of Music, like, every day. Like, why were they so unhappy and violent?
Because they're brutalized by their commanders.
I think it's a commentary that, like, you know, everybody in the Holiness Army has like emotional issues, you know, and like
even
the fact that they're watching
methods.
The Sound of Music is basically like, oh, they're kind of like, I don't know, like this is the fact that this is like a comforting thing to them, and they, like, I don't know, the disparity, I guess, and like pointing out the sort of like weirdness of the psychology. I feel like they did an all right job in this movie of pointing out, like, what is the contradiction of being, I don't know, this kind of man in denial of their emotions.
Yeah, that was, like, baffling at the time. They're like, boo, Universal Soldier, yay, Sound of Music. Like,
that's what they wanted.
Know, right?
We needed that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, probably, like, one sure night did. They want to watch Dolph Lundgren do stuff. Like, I don't know.
I would.
Maybe they just got enough of that machismo in their day-to-day. They didn't need to see
like
it on screen, too.
I also don't think they needed to, like, pull all those people if they were just going to kill them anyway. Like, why are you making all those people join your army just to murder them? Just leave them alone.
I'm not going
to
murder all of them.
Well, they murdered
some
of them.
It's just enough to keep the other ones scared and in line.
No. It's a two-part thing. One is sort of like putting people in a bad situation together builds camaraderie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a Stockholm Syndrome kind of, like, trauma bonding thing. You make people go through something difficult together, and also, like, you get rid of the weakest people.
Yeah.
You just get rid of them.
Well, just don't bring them.
You don't
want to
end up with
so
a Giovanni Ribisi in your army. Like, you can't have
and then
that.
Then you but have
if,
to kill
if
them.
If you don't bring those weakest people, then somebody else has to be the weakest people.
Or you could not be dicks
somebody
and have
to go.
Actual real recruiting that people want to join you instead of being, you know, racist, authoritarian assholes.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could, you know, draw people in by making a place that, like, people actually want to be.
That's hard, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they could have, I don't know, restored the United States?
No.
Nah.
No.
Not when they were part of the reason it fell in this story.
Hey.
Oh, a kitten.
Gypsy.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Couldn't wait like, for me, like, which I also didn't
his,
like.
What's his name? Like, talking about turning the frogs gay.
Yeah, the guy who's yeah, losing who was Alex that Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Alex
who's, Jones. Who's the guy who talks about the gay? Yeah, Alex Jones.
The one who's now who losing had to sell everything off his to shit. The Sandy Hook parents.
Yeah. Because he's an ass.
Yeah,
because
he's yeah. an ass.
But I mean, that. You know, like that's what wait, I'm saying.
Did
like,
you just say
like
you imagine. Ship that?
I ship that.
Imagine
not using it right.
I don't care.
Imagine a future where all of the Alex Jones listeners start an army.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Imagine
apocalypse. Like that's the Gravy that's basically Seals. What we're looking at, and all of those dudes secretly love the Sound of Music.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Basically, yep. what the movie is saying.
Yeah.
But like, it's not okay to like, admit that.
At, look at all these guys, like not in touch with their emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So the thing that, like, in retrospect made me the angriest about this movie.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically rolled all of the women characters into Abby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dina was nowhere to be seen.
Right.
None of her Amazons or anything. No talk right. about, like, feminism in the post-apocalypse
world.
You need
more than one woman? What are you talking about?
No, there can only
and,
be one.
And yeah. so because yeah. they combined her together, what she did was be pregnant.
Yep.
And no, be angry at him. So they made her shrill and pregnant, the one female character in this book that's ostensibly about, you know, feminism potentially being the way of the future.
Yeah. yeah. The
she post-man. Never looked pregnant to me.
The
never.
Postman. Yes. Exactly.
She never looked pregnant. She just showed up with a kid
yeah,
one
all
day,
of a sudden
but...
she had a baby. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we can't cast there. Two women in this movie. That would take away from Kevin Costner time.
Right.
So
3 hours.
Right.
3 hours.
I was almost to the point where I was like, did he just not read the second half?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what happens after this, so I'm just making
he
it
said,
up.
I don't need that.
He made his own script. He went rogue.
Yeah,
he like, did.
That was a little too...
He just said, hey, it's based he on
said,
the book. He
said, I don't get this based part, so on. Leave it out.
It's a little too 60s yeah. sci-fi. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little too...
Whatever.
Classic. These ideas are weird and I don't like them.
I don't like them at all. That's not what gets people in the theaters.
And also people will be confused even though we have 3 hours to explain it.
Yeah.
And I also didn't like
it. Did I mention that the movie is 3 hours long?
No, I don't think that's
been
said
yet. This episode 3 hours long. So
yeah. Like, no.
We're going for it. Let's talk about every minute of this movie.
No, let's not.
Did it have an intermission when it was in the theaters?
I don't think
no.
to the beginning.
I don't think so. I think they just showed it.
Just really? Showed it.
That's, yeah. First of all, irresponsible of them.
Yeah, Titanic got one. That was like 3 hours and 14 minutes.
Did
so
they?
Like,
I don't remember an intermission in there.
Yep.
Some
yep,
of them
got
did,
an
right?
intermission.
I know.
I feel like it's one of those things where like some of the theaters had the intermission and some of them
yeah, maybe
they had to change the reels
like,
over.
Nowadays, they're like, you can just
do it. I don't remember an intermission in Titanic.
I went to it a couple times, many times, and there was intermissions.
Oh, lots of people saw that movie a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah,
that's how movies worked back then.
Yeah.
Well, what else were we going to do? We didn't have the phones. They didn't have the internet. Yeah. We had to go do something.
Exactly.
We had TV.
Yeah. I didn't have cable,
books.
Though, so that was
well, there you
excuse.
Go.
That was your bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. I did, so I had more options at that point. But,
yeah. But.
We did get one for that Civil War movie that Grandma took me to in the 94.
With can't Jonathan Frakes, right that one?
No,
Blue and Gray,
so.
Or whatever it was?
No.
The one we watched in
Captain America?
High school?
No.
Captain America.
Gettysburg, right? That's a
yeah.
movie?
Gettysburg.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 4 hours. I had an intermission.
Was Jonathan Frakes in that one? What am I thinking
so.
Of? There's a Civil
like
War
Robert
movie
Duvall
we watched in high school
in
with Jonathan Frakes in it as Longstreet.
Was it Ripley's? Was it fact or fiction?
I don't think so.
Could
believe
be.
It or not.
But I remember that other
believe
Chris
it?
And I
sorry,
watched the video guys. Together and we were talking over it and everyone was very annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what I remember about it. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
On your phone that you have access to.
I have access
oh
my to my
God.
Phone, yeah.
Yep.
Even though you're sitting in front of a computer, which you also
but then I'd have to like
yes.
type and
no, he
shit.
Doesn't need the big yeah. internet for this. He only needs
this
the
is a little
internet.
Internet
the little
thing.
Internet.
That's all he needs.
The little window into yeah. the internet.
Mm.
Got
I'm
it.
I'm not like buying anything. It's fine.
This isn't serious research.
Jonathan Frakes. Hey, did you know he was in the Star Trek program?
He was.
Was he?
Right?
Was he in Star Trek?
He was in a program.
I think so.
Was he in that one?
Yeah.
He was in a Star Trek.
He was in many Star Treks.
Yeah.
He sat on chairs weird and he played a trombone.
Yeah.
He sure did.
The person
we didn't
wrote
see
this,
enough of his ass.
The person that wrote this book and did this movie was very wrong about 2013.
This is true.
I was like, "What is good? Where are we? 2013? Then the future?
The future?
The way far future of 2013?"
And then we skipped ahead
to distant future
to 2043. Yeah.
The year
with his daughter, who was named not Rose, because that would have made sense.
Mm. Yeah.
Just in a made-up city called Saint Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Which was stupid. Yeah. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, but Tom Petty was there.
That's true.
Tom Petty was there and playing himself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he survived the war.
You used to be famous, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Dude, if I knew Tom Petty, I'd put him in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was called North and South.
That
North
sounds right.
And South.
North and South. Is that the Matthew Broderick one?
That Which sounds like that? A one. No, that was Glory.
Yeah.
Glory. That was a good one.
Oh my god, my aunt loved Glory. She always had that in her house. I remember seeing that was a two video tape movie.
Yeah,
it's
a long story.
She never made you watch it, and was
I don't
like,
think
this
she did. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I remember seeing the movie boxes
you should watch
in her
it.
House.
Yeah,
I watched it on TV the first way. That's the first way I saw it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it was on one of them cable channels.
Yeah, we didn't have that. Sorry.
I know. I'm sorry for you. Yeah.
Poor people. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
It's also how I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show for the first time.
Ooh.
I didn't know it existed. And then it was the seventh grade. And one of my friends came over and we did our trick or treating. And we were done just chilling on my couch eating our candy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're flipping through and I'm like, this looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like spooky-ish characters. And then it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
I've never seen
and,
it.
Oh my god.
And then years later that friend turned out to be gay. So what do you know?
What?
Maybe I helped him along that path.
Shocking.
That checks out. Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
No, I fully buy it.
It could be because of watching it.
It could
no.
be.
No, it's
I it was mean, the catalyst.
It's Tim not Curry's because of it. It's
at his weirdly
you're
finest
putting the causality the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Tim Curry, like I said, Tim Curry's at his weirdest finest in that movie. So.
Yes. And he has sex with everybody.
Curry.
Yeah.
We should watch it, though, for Halloween.
Yeah,
you will probably
should.
Not like it, but
I've never seen
I
it.
Want to watch it.
It's delightful and 70s-y and a musical.
Super campy.
Gypsy, I don't think that's going to work.
The definition of camp.
The guy is, like, from here. Like, his other stuff is sent in, like, Denton.
Oh, okay.
So, you know where that is, right?
I do.
Yeah. So, see, you'll learn about Texas, too.
Oh, great. Can't wait for that.
It'll be great.
Love Texas.
See, what are you doing?
My brother, speaking of here. Random cities in Texas, and man, this is a far-off tangent, and I'm sorry for taking you in this direction.
Well, we got to fill 3 hours, so go right ahead.
My brother sent me a meme the other day that was like, if you
don't
know who this is, you don't know Christian rock.
Yeah.
Good.
And it was a picture of David Koresh.
Oh, no.
So, you know, the other thing that, like random towns in Texas are famous for.
Oh, yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Good old Waco. Famous for Silence of the Lambs and that other thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and the sex scandal.
I didn't know he could, like, rip some sweet solos, though, David Koresh. Like, maybe I would, I don't know.
There's a reason
the
people
King
followed
David
him, you
and
know.
Messiah, right? So why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People he better be good at guitar, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like one episode of Tenacious D, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a documentary about the Branch Davidians. He rocked their socks
off. I
didn't
recommend you do that, Jay-Z. Like, now you're stuck. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
Hey.
I also think that he completely missed the point about the Postman's Network. Like, instead of it being like, oh, we're going to, like Chris was saying, risk our lives to reestablish communication, because that's the important thing. Like, they're basically just Robin Hood and his merry men now. Like, they just go off and do whatever and have very self-important speeches about America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hey, eventually it makes America again.
I guess. They willed it into existence, but it was like, I don't know. I've got like a very Hook, Lost Boys vibe from the whole thing. Maybe just because it was the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know. They did have that one random old Vietnam guy.
Yeah.
He knew
I mean, like radio stuff and guns.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Like a Vietnam vet to me.
He's like, here's what we did back in Nam. Light this car on fire and throw it at them.
Yep.
What? What the hell? Why did you do that?
Anyways.
Why did you do that, guy? I did like all of their like patchwork uniforms with not enough stars on the flag.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute. But
it's like, man, everybody's wearing like 17 layers of clothing in this.
Yep.
It was before climate change.
It was after climate change.
It was
nuclear winter.
I think it's because they got to go over the mountains, colder, but, and it can get cold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're trying to cross a mountain, you go up, and then it gets cold on you, and then you got to go down again.
Right. Mm-hmm. In the valley, it gets cold, you know?
But even then, it's like, even in the warm areas, like, they're still wearing their 17 layers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. You can't take off your shit. Someone will steal it.
Turtlenecks and scarves.
Really,
yeah, that turtleneck that like she cut off of him. So why would he? Was he still wearing it for the rest of the movie?
Maybe she sewed it back together.
She like cut it when she was trying to fix his injury, and he still had it.
Yeah. Yeah. A very convenient lion. Like, why? I guess they did say it must have been a zoo near here.
That is,
and I guess that did happen in the book too, but then they never talked about it again.
Right.
It's
far enough away from it.
Chekhov's lion, but in the same act, the lion goes off and kills a guy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
An asshole, so it works.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Sort of turned the movie off then.
That was my favorite.
Okay, good. We got away. The end. Yippee. Yep. Yippee. And I guess you kind of have to do this sort of thing for a movie. You can't just have him be, like, all in his interior monologue the whole time. But have him talking to, like, everything all the time. He seemed like an insane person.
Yep.
Talking to his pony.
Oh, that's fine. Who else is he going to talk to? I would do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would be walking through the woods muttering to myself, I think.
Bill listens. He just can't talk back.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a kick-ass sword fighter, too, Bill the Pony.
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm saying, you turn the movie off and 30 minutes in, it's a better movie. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It's a story of how he escaped from the holdnesses, and that's it.
What are you doing? You can't see, so I don't know what you're attempting to do.
She doesn't know either.
She doesn't know either.
She has no clue.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall down behind a box. I'll have to get her out later. Can't see very well anymore, so.
Yeah. Poor kitten.
Yeah.
Giovanni Ribisi has never been any other way, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Like,
even after the war that ended the world, he's kind of just that guy.
Yeah. I like that that he got really high billing in this movie despite appearing in it for like a full 20 minutes of 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
He was that one weird guy at the. When they were captive in the beginning.
The kind of special guy. The one
weird guy.
Oh, yeah, the one that he stabbed.
Okay. And he was like, why would you stab me?
Because you fucking
you just told on me. Yeah.
It's like honestly, the fact that you don't understand why I'm stabbing you is why I'm stabbing you.
Like I said, he's a little special.
Yeah. He's Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
That's how he's always been.
That's the characters he usually plays.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I also like the difficulties you have of doing a Shakespeare off in a movie that's like for the general population.
Right.
Yeah.
Like none of these quotes they were quoting to each other had anything to do with each other. It's not like it was repartee or anything. It's like, no, I also know the most famous Shakespearean quotes.
No, it wasn't about the quotes. It's about the meaning of the quotes, right?
Yeah.
They're both spouting their ideologies using Shakespeare. And you know, like the whole camp agreeing with this dude's ideology versus his, right? But like, it's more just, I don't know. He said his louder,
yeah.
He did.
So they like that one.
You know, he's got guys to tell them clap for him, assholes.
Right.
You know,
we didn't have to be
anything.
It.
He would still win.
But I mean, but that was the point. Is like, if you listen to the content of the quotes, like they are both stating their beliefs through Shakespeare. Right.
Yeah.
And like countering each other, like oh, I think, you know, like war and power, and I think like this world kind of sucks and maybe I don't want to be here. Like you know, like they're displaying sort of, he has a softness and he has like a violence,
yeah,
basically is what they're displaying through their Shakespeare quotes, which
right
honestly says more about how great Shakespeare is than this
yeah
movie.
Right, exactly.
But it got the point across for me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like,
these
are the quotes I identify with.
I felt more clearly, like Kevin Costner was like trying to just come up with something. I felt I wasn't reading enough
that was
into
one
it.
Of the few like legitimately clever things in the movie, I think.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was like if you're paying attention, it tells you a lot. But yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying I didn't pay attention?
I'm saying
that was a lot to pay attention to.
A 3-hour movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like even at that point, you're like yeah. already, all right, let's get on with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like why are they spending 40 minutes with this part? You could have done this in like 10.
Yeah.
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 Or they could have done it better by just like following the book and making the yeah. illness sort of like
yeah.
an enemy over the other, like, you know. Yeah. Like make them an unseen threat for most of the movie and
yeah,
just right. like build the tension
instead of kind know, of the Seven Samurai, but not
like let him run into like the dead bodies on the road and be like fucking wholeness.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
Like don't show them, make them much more threatening than like it really does feel like by showing them too early, they really removed the fear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this guy's kind of a jackass, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of a pompous idiot. Like, right. he's not, like, they just undercut the sort of, like, the threat, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
I don't
like,
know.
And making him, like, okay, so, like, I understand, sort of, it's a movie, you want to show people what's going on so they understand whatever.
Yeah.
But I agree, it would have been better if they made it more off-screen threat until it was business time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, like, making exactly. them, like, direct enemies with each other, like, mm-hmm. I felt was not the Gordon from the book.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The Gordon from the book want to be like, someone else needs to get in here and do this, because I'm not that guy. I'm not going to fight a fucking general.
And yeah.
It's like, no, it's got to be me, man-on-man, fisticuffs, like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to fucking vault off my horse and wrestle
God.
You to the ground.
Well, I mean, maybe like a cavalry battle was just too much for this 3-hour, like, multi-million-dollar budget movie.
I guess.
I don't know.
Right?
I
guess. That completely failed.
Yeah.
And like, we'll just do a duel, and then we don't have to organize all
yeah.
these people.
Or
right.
even the book was like, yeah, then some war stuff happened later.
Yeah.
And that was fine.
Yeah.
Let's focus on personal things, but
I mean,
know.
I mean, and even in the book, like, it wasn't even him fighting him, right?
Right.
Like, he was just kind of, like, off to the side and, like,
yes.
watching someone else fight him. And it was,
yes.
like, I don't remember if you mentioned it or if it was, I think you mentioned it, though, like, the Dragon Ball Z style. Like,
yeah.
oh, man, they're moving so fast. Like,
right.
Like, he's just the fucking, like, Krillin in this
yes.
situation.
He just happened
know?
To get wrapped up in it. I think that's a better
yeah.
character arc for someone
it
who's,
is.
Like, the opportunity landed in my lap. I didn't really want it. I tried to get away, but ultimately I couldn't turn away from the responsibility.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, I have to personally go and show everybody that I'm the fucking badass guy. And I'm going
right.
to take over the wholeness army by showing him my 8 tattoo.
Yeah.
Look!
He messed up his outfit, though. It's just,
I'm going to claim the right
mess.
Challenge.
Yes.
Well,
Law
Danielle,
7.
Danielle, you've already established that someone will fix his shirt.
Yeah, apparently
it doesn't
it'll
matter
just be
if
fine.
He rips the sleeve.
By, like, the next scene,
up,
they'll fix
fine.
It for him.
Yeah.
I liked it that he shaved off his, like, beard, and they're like, I don't know that guy anymore. It's totally
yeah,
different.
Right? Totally different.
That
wasn't the
yeah.
guy who was just here a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was it just that Chamberlain? No, Bethlehem was that much of an idiot. It's like, I don't recognize
yes.
you at all.
Remember,
you shaved
he was
your
a
beard.
Copy. He was a
yeah,
copy,
machine,
copy
salesman.
Machine salesman.
Yeah,
he was not.
Yeah,
the,
but like
the
a salesman,
bulb in the...
you got to know your clients. Like, you have a little bit of a memory for people, right?
Nah, not
no,
this
I guess
nah, not that guy.
Or maybe he's just that self-important and sees
yeah,
that many people
yes.
in a day.
Himself.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Had to go do his poor job of painting.
Yep.
Which I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I thought
guys.
It was,
I thought it was
right.
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
that was like an unnecessary.
Very self-centered.
It
was a low blow,
it,
Kevin Costner.
At least you gotta have somebody else painting you.
It would have been better if he found something more nitpicky to say about the painting. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like I can see that you're trying to do the chiaroscuro thing, but like it's just not working.
Mm-hmm. Like that, yeah. that would have been much more of it.
It wasn't the burn he thought it was.
And he would have been like, damn it, you're smarter than me and I hate that. I'm the smart one here.
Right.
Rah.
Yeah. Speaking of sword.
Smart guys. Like I liked him finding that lighter in the post office truck and then being very ape like. Oh
yeah.
Oh, oh
no.
Oh.
Oh. That was fun.
Turned into Tim Allen for
a minute. Like he looked like Tim Allen in some parts of the movie.
Maybe he was.
Weirded me out.
Yep.
But no one got his dog joke, and I was sad.
No, oh, no one did.
Got to put all your dogs on leashes when I'm in town. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No one gets that.
What an asshole.
That kid didn't even know what a postman was.
I don't even know what a leash is.
I would have given anything for someone like Chris was saying. You're not funny. Just bring the mail. I'm not paying you to tell jokes.
Oh man, and that Sharon was commenting on the old lady's accent. I'm like, yeah, like where the fuck are you from? Like,
which old lady? The blind
Oregon.
One
again? Like, why do you sound like Blanche DuBois? You know,
she
was from back east or something. Originally,
she happened to be visiting when the
3-year
winter happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got snowed in the land.
Everybody
valley.
Thought it'd be over by Christmas or something.
Oh, is that like what happened? Because that was the part I missed. I didn't.
That's the part they never told you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they never told
you
what happened.
With the 3-year winter that everyone somehow made it through.
Why did they
try so hard?
And everything is just now kind of getting back into a natural, regular rhythm.
Yeah.
Like the rains come all the time now. Birds are flying again.
Yeah, so that was only 2013. Oh boy, do we have some news for them?
Yeah.
Wait till you get to the 20s.
Guess what?
I'm assuming for them the world ended like the year the movie came out in 97 or something.
So. Yeah.
I mean they you know, they did have their own pandemics, to be fair.
Yes.
They had
again,
super mumps.
In
super mumps, yes.
Super mumps
or whatever.
Yeah.
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 I love dating in the post-apocalypse. You never had syphilis, right? I'm like
Or the super mumps.
Or the super mumps.
Nope.
I mean, how will you know?
Like, I just met you.
Because you get bumps and your balls swell. That's how you know. You remember having that?
No, but no? If you good, just met fine. Some, if you just met somebody, there'd be nowhere to know.
Yeah, well,
but buy a man a drink
years,
first. Like,
know.
Look, here's my husband. He didn't say no. He didn't say no yet.
Yeah, right? That was creepy.
Husband's like, yes.
But then
like,
he gets murdered.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah. Poor Michael.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah,
he didn't deserve it.
No.
Justice for Michael.
He wanted to, and
guess what? Another change from the book.
Yeah.
That somehow they felt was necessary. Like, we need to get rid of this guy, and we also need to make her the
main one,
primary love interest. Like,
right.
This needs to happen.
Like, did
yeah,
you?
Sorry,
because
no, he could have just left her there.
Know.
He could have still had a reason to fight for her because he kept going
and
back to Pine Ridge.
Come
or
back
whatever.
And see her and shit, and be like, oh, that's my kid, even though it's your guy's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a body father or whatever they said.
Yeah.
Come to see my kid grow up every now and then on my
just
rounds.
Just a sperm donor.
And that's a little too new age hippie for the 90s. I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, they proposed
you
it in the 80s, so.
You can't just, like, you know, like, have a kid outside of wedlock and still care about it or something.
They
I don't know.
Technically
don't know.
Didn't, though. Abby and Michael,
yeah,
their kid's born in wedlock.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
No, like, but like I said, like, even that idea, it's like, maybe that's too weird for the 90s, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess like, that's what made it, like, super futuristic-y, post-apocalypse-y,
yeah.
Because you have to throw all that shit out the window, right?
Yeah, and so they totally undercut the point by changing it in the movie.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we had to watch it happen, too.
Like, I know.
It was, like, a long time.
They
and then
us,
we're like, oh, it's
yeah.
Like, oh, never mind.
I'm like,
round 2.
Was this necessary?
They put us
like,
in the cuck chair and made us watch.
Like, the cuck chair.
You could have just been, had a gun on you, Michael. You're that close to the guy. You'll still die, but do the world some favors and blow that dude's brains out.
Yeah, for real.
While he's talking about fucking being a feudal lord. Just end him.
Yeah.
That's okay. He was, like, impotent anyway.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
That's why he's such a dick.
That is why.
Oh. Yep. Hey, speaking of dicks, President Richard Stanky.
Starkey.
I like Stanky better.
is that a name I'm supposed to, like...
He just was made it like, up, right?
Just made it up.
Yeah. Starkey.
Made it up. Sounded
like he maybe had some song lyrics. I'm like, is this a band I don't know? Like a lead singer of
could
a band.
Be now. Be a
he just
idea.
Wanted his broth.
Yeah.
His two bowls of
he
broth.
He had two bowls of broth and he is full.
Get out. Yeah. Steal a horse and get out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like soup was prominent in this movie.
Yeah.
A lot of soup.
You know why?
Yeah, a lot
Soup's
of soup.
Easy to make when you have nothing.
It's true.
Just need some heat and water.
Yeah.
And then throw literally anything in there.
Yeah.
Shoe leather or whatever.
Stone soup.
There's a
video waiting in my YouTube list of from some girl who does medieval reenactments.
Yeah.
About what would you get at a medieval tavern? It would be soup. Stew. That kind of shit and some like beer.
Yeah.
That you'd get.
Yep. In my historical romances, that is what they have all the time. They have some sort of a stew at their pubs that they go to.
Yeah, you just have a big old cauldron over the fire.
You can cook it all day.
Yeah.
It's not going to get like overcooked.
It's hearty.
Yeah.
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 You can feed a whole town.
You can.
Big enough pot.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
Why did that girl know the lyrics to America, America if she never heard what a postman was?
What that was a little bit
her
on
parents
the
taught it
nose.
To her. I don't know.
I guess, but why? Like, there seemed to be a lot of I don't know, like desire for America amongst the people. I guess is what they're hinting at. Like they're carrying on the traditions.
Well, yeah.
And as soon as they saw the flag, they're like, "Yeah, fuck yeah!"
It's hopeful. It's not the fucking wholeness.
Bald eagle.
Yeah, I mean,
screech.
I feel like that was also kind of like missing the point. Like it isn't some like weird patriotism. It's just like shit was better before all this stuff.
It's trying to bring your world
and
back.
So like the focus on like the I don't know, like it wouldn't be so much like, oh, I miss America. It's like I miss like things being okay.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's the sending symbol we need to be okay again. So
like having conversation with my friends and family in another town.
I miss being able to go to the Walmart and getting like my food there.
Yes. I miss cotton underwear.
Yes.
While I live in the Walmart because it's a sound structure.
Right. That was
weird. My plan is to go find the rest of the Jews that survive and we'll start a village somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you got to survive
traditions
so you can,
alive.
Can teach the Bene Gesserit how to do stuff.
Yep.
Get that kibbutz going.
In the future, yeah, that's all we got to do. Just make a walled kibbutz and then we'll keep our traditions alive for the future generations. Yeah. At some point in time, we're probably the only literate people in that world. Oh. So.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And like, General Bethlehem, like, fucking hated the idea of the post office for no reason.
He
rolled into town and saw a post office, like, burn it.
Like, what burn is it that?
Down.
Like, I don't think he even knew someone was delivering mail right
burn
then. It was just like, burn it.
Yeah.
Like, why?
There's a flag up. Burn it.
Burn it. Burn the thing. Throw that
like,
in.
Like, how about we burn you, sir? That's a great idea.
I'm gonna make you do it, too.
Yeah.
Other guy. I'm not doing it myself.
No, but like, how about we tie you to the flagpole, General, and light you on fire?
Yeah.
I don't like that guy. So.
No.
Could you
You're
tell?
Not supposed to like him. He's the villain.
What? A little too villainy. Like, a little too much.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like he could have been more villainous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like he, like, I didn't buy him as, like, an effective leader.
No, yeah. I didn't either. Just a fear-based leader.
Yeah.
That has the right
did you see his leather pants?
Around him to keep it going.
Do you see his cool leather
pants? He wasn't manipulative enough.
Yeah.
Well, he has other people to do
that. He needed to be more of a psychopath.
I mean, I wanted him to die right away, though, so I guess it worked for me.
Again, shorter movie.
Yeah.
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 If he had just shot him on the way out of camp. That's for Bill the Pony. I'm out.
Right.
Justice for Bill.
Costner out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This movie made me laugh more than it wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Like, again, the horse jousting at the end where they just, like, flew at each other like the Matrix.
They just, oh, yeah.
No, I almost
like,
died.
The way that they just, like.
it was like when you go to medieval times and they're, like, they're
yeah,
doing
yeah.
their little
But even they do a better job of what we saw on screen there. Yeah. Like, they at least have a splintery, like, balsa wood lance or something.
Yeah, like I don't think that that's, like, a really effective way to fight. It's and, like, if a dude's going to jump off his horse, like, you stay on yours.
Yes, and then you trample him with a sword or kick him in the face.
Like, if you're smart, yes. Like, don't get off the horse.
The dude had the sword with him on the ground later. Like, mm-hmm. If he's coming at you unarmed, stab with the sword.
Stab. Yeah.
He didn't deserve to be the leader of the homeless army. He was stupid, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. No, but, I agree.
But like that and the, I don't know. It seemed like every once in a while you just had to stop and be like, what the fuck is this movie doing?
Right.
Yeah.
Just what? Why? Why are we doing this? Like all the like shenanigans they're getting into, setting up their paper route with their kids.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Post office needs to be at the bottom of this hill. Oh. Jeez. Anyway. What else? I didn't talk about here. The guy getting hit in the nuts with the tree branch.
Yeah.
Again, could have just cut it off there. I'm like, okay, good.
Yep.
Get out while you're ahead, guys.
Yep.
And we talked about the kid with his postman ESP.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been a 2-minute scene instead. It was like 20.
Yeah.
He looked so long after him, like, oh, god damn it. Mm-hmm. Missed the pickup. But he was the slow turn back.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Like, who's that kid even sending a letter to?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he didn't establish any of that. Like, why is this so important?
How does he know how to write? Do we have schools? What's going on?
Not in this movie.
God. Like, what an excellent point.
Not in this movie version.
In the book, mm-hmm. Where they talk about, like, yeah, most people don't know how to fucking read.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
yeah, even Abby was like, I'm sending this letter in hopes I'll be able to read when I get a response in a year.
Yeah.
Was
like, How'd you write it?
It was only the people like who were alive from before who
The older
still
people.
Even sort of remembered. And like most people were like out of practice. And yeah, they talk about I can read like the label on a food wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can read well enough for that. But like a letter? Like no.
A whole letter? No.
People don't like write sentences anymore.
Nope.
You know?
Yep.
I did like that his
first bag of mail had a Valpak in it, like a thing of coupons. It was still getting delivered.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciated that.
They didn't, like, pay to send any of these letters either. These postmen were just, like, off there doing this for no pay, just for funsies.
Well, they
for
sort now, of asked how much it costs, but they never said.
Yeah. Food.
They were just doing it for fun.
Like, and even that post office they set up, like, it looked like Hook to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It was much, it was giving Hook.
The Lost Boys.
Yes. Like look, Peter.
Play area.
We have a skateboard ramp to deliver our mail or whatever. Like, wouldn't seem as out of place.
Yeah.
These fucking kids. But I guess that was maybe part of the point. They're like, the kids are the ones who are going to restore the country. Like, it's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Get their...
Revolution is a young person's game.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Should we teach them to read first? Nah, they'll figure it out.
No. There was also a point where... like, for the fourth time, we cut back to Bethlehem being like, I want him hunted down and killed. I'm like, weren't you already doing that?
Yeah, like, fail. It's not
I'm about
happen.
To kill Ford Lincoln Mercury.
Ford Lincoln Mercury.
But wait a minute. Maybe I won't do that. Hunt down the postman instead. I want him dead.
Yes.
It's I want never his family be dead.
Over. But
I want
like,
his pets
he's like, it's
dead.
Never going to be over. But like, that other guy came from California and didn't even know those people. So like, killing the postman, like, what was that going to do?
Yeah.
Those people are still, other people are still out there.
Yeah.
He didn't think this through.
No,
he didn't.
Not even.
Well, that wasn't the plan, right? It was just to get into a town and get some food.
That was.
Yeah.
Grew from there, became a thing.
Yes. There were like 8,000 horses in this movie. And half of them died because of George.
Horses do fine without humans. Like
8,000 horses. Like, I've expected William Shatner to show up in this movie.
It's probably that would have been
side. I want to see the postman with William Shatner.
Yeah.
It's probably off to the side, helping take care of the horses.
Probably. There probably were some of his horses, honestly.
Yeah, probably were.
Probably. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Every Costner was in this movie also. Did you read the credits at the end?
Oh, man.
So many Costner offspring.
Yeah.
Costspring.
costs. They ran out of actors, you know?
They spent it all on horses and Tom Petty.
For this movie, and I guess the only people are, like, family members.
Yeah. So was Tom Petty supposed to be, like, the Powhatan analog? Because he had, like, the cool city up in the hills or whatever. Bridge City.
I feel like he was supposed to be kind of that character a little bit, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They also had Vietnam vet guy that was, like, a little bit of a, like, stand-in for that, too.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, split them up, change things or whatever.
Yeah. Again, they refused to read the book, so.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's true.
Yeah. Also, in that whole, like, climactic scene, he's like, you know, I Indian wrestled you, and, like, the guy shot you or whatever, and so now my new law is everyone chill the fuck out. And they're like, all right.
Yeah, they just listen.
Like, okay. Fair play.
They just needed a leader.
Yeah, I mean, all they really want to do is watch The Sound of Music.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
like,
life.
As long as they can do that, like, maybe they don't need to go around murdering people.
Yeah. The whole army was actually cinephiles and that really loved musicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all he needed to do. Like, he said Broadway was back up and running.
You know, kind of missing the point of, like, you know, all of these dudes were, like, Alex Jones listeners.
Yeah.
Like, before the shit happened.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, you're not, like, changing the mind of an ideologue so easily.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think one guy doing, like, a wrestling match, like, okay, yeah, let's throw our guns down and go home.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Let's all listen to the guy who's, like, more powerful now.
Yeah. And he says, don't listen to me anymore.
Yeah.
I also liked at the very end, they're like, here's my dad's, like, memorial gravesite or whatever, and it's him delivering the mail. Not him toppling the insurrectionist army that was destroying America. That's not important. But he did pick up the mail one time.
Travis, they didn't unite the country based on that. They united the country again based on mail.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I mean that, you know, you have to think that, like, that wasn't the last militia leader that he took out.
Correct.
Like, maybe.
They can't just build a statue of him, like, killing every militia
standing leader on the skulls of his enemies. Like, yeah, no, it's going to be.
That would have been way more intimidating.
That would have been awesome.
But that's not the society they created. Come on.
They built a throne for him at the coastline, like, he conquered from sea to sea and then wept because there was no one left to conquer.
He rebuilt America, sir. That's what he did, being a mailman.
Yes. What
I like that everyone showed up to that on their yachts,
right?
Right.
It's like, that's how you know there's been progress.
Yeah, everyone's now.
Everyone's yachting.
Where?
In the future.
Like, did it turn out that, like, the rest of the world wasn't nearly as fucked up? It was just America, and they were, like, kind of quarantining America because they started the war or something.
No, like 30 years later.
That would be pretty funny, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Like America collapsed, but the rest of the world is actually, like, fine.
Yeah, let them sort that shit over there, so nobody knows. Like,
they got drones, and they're, like, just watching reality TV. Like, let's watch America fall apart real time.
Yeah. It'll be funny.
They just fly over Canada and Mexico to go over North America, so none of the Americans see a plane.
Everyone goes around them.
Yeah, just go around them.
Yeah. What the hell was
that,
the,
like, M. Night Shyamalan twist?
I know, right?
They're actually on a camping reserve the whole time.
Yeah.
Being walled off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
They just filmed the whole thing at Sundance or whatever.
What was the deal with Saint Rose anyway?
I don't know. I missed any justification for that.
Didn't he say that was supposed to be the place where there was all nice and the place to go?
Yeah, I feel like the Saint Rose was kind of like the El Dorado, Shangri-La, or one of those, right? Like, it is fictional place that people dream about going, because their world is shitty. I don't think Saint Rose was, like, a real place.
And they all heard it was fine after the war.
They made it real. They made it, oh, God damn it.
Yes.
His daughter named Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I thought was going to be named Rose instead, but no.
Yeah.
That would have been more satisfying for me, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
You're too smart for this movie.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, you could have cut 2 hours out of this movie. I don't know. Like, you could have gotten this done way more efficiently.
It was unnecessarily long.
Yeah, for the ideas that it had in it, like, it did not need to be this long.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If they had kept more.
Yeah.
Or if they had, like, chosen to do things differently, or, like, I don't know, if they had, like, three-dimensional characters, maybe.
yeah.
Maybe it would have been worth 3 hours, but, like, what it had in it does not justify a 3-hour runtime.
No.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, like, exploring the whole thing with the Cyclops and, like, oh, yeah, it's either a government of tyranny or manipulation. Like, which one are we going to choose? Like, is there a third path? Like, that might have been interesting. Like, but no,
right.
Nope, just Post is great. America's great.
Yeah.
If America ever collapsed, we need it back.
Right.
I feel like that whole thing was just, like, a little bit too, like, old school sci-fi for them to, like, this is the 90s. We can't have, like, weird artificial intelligence supercomputer. Like,
that'll never happen.
Nobody would buy that shit. Like, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think it would be funny if they remade that now and it was like, oh, it's ChatGPT. Like,
yeah.
We got ChatGPT over here, like, telling us where to dig wells.
Yeah.
You know?
Did we talk about what we were talking about, Cyclops, the Amazon technology, AI technology that turned out to just be offshore people? Like, looking at video of what you put in your cart and be like, oh, they put in the milk? Okay. Charge them for milk. Oh, they put in this? Put in... I feel like they could do that storyline now. I was like, yeah, it's just a guy back there. It's ChatGPT. Yeah. That's just Chris. All the AI bots talk to other Chris. He responds back. It's just one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Hey, with Danielle, what would you recommend this movie to a friend?
No.
Even as, like, punishment?
Maybe if I didn't like them.
Like, if they did something to piss you off. Like,
you gotta watch to the end so that you really get it.
You won't get it unless you watch all 3 hours.
Like,
yeah.
No, it's just.
You'll hate it until the last 2 minutes.
Right.
And then.
Once you see that statue.
Then it all makes sense and you'll love it. Yep.
And then, oh my God. Like, I feel like whoever you did that to would be so mad at you.
Yeah. And they would probably deserve it.
Kevin Costner's ass.
Like, if you don't pay attention to it, it's not going to make sense. So, like, you really have to be observant.
I suggest taking notes because so many things pay off at the end.
Watch it with the lights on. Make sure that you're not too cozy.
Memorize these character names too. It's going to be important.
Yeah.
If they have them,
you know, put a rubber band on your wrist and snap it every few minutes.
If you don't catch his name, you're going to have to start over from the beginning because you missed it.
Oh, if you missed his name, it's not going to make sense.
Oh, no.
Start it again.
I love it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chris's? You recommend this to all your friends too? Chris says no.
I mean,
if you're doing a Kevin Costner thon, you have to watch
First
it.
First of all, why?
Oh, man.
Right. But if you are, it's got to be in there.
If you happen to be.
I'm
waiting for the movie marathon where they do the extended cuts of all the Costner movies.
Oh, God damn it.
Right? And so you have to spend longer ones?
Oh, I'm sure.
He's going to have to go back and do, like, the director's cut where they're 4 hours instead of 3 hours.
No.
And then we'll release those to the theater. Like, you know, I wonder, maybe the 4-hour director's cut makes more sense.
Maybe so.
You know,
maybe Abby does maybe something at all.
Oh my God.
She
instead
was
just
weird.
Be there and be
so
shrill
much.
And pregnant.
Maybe that's where all the other female characters went.
On the cutting room floor.
Yeah, the cutting room floor in the 4-hour version of the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Costner's like, I need more shots of me in uniform. Mm-hmm. This is what they're paying to see.
That's right.
Yeah, no. I mean, like we said at the top, like, it was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'd never read this book, it would have been fine. But as it was, I was constantly angry.
I don't know. Fine is pretty generous.
For a random movie from the 70s.
It is a passing movie.
Yeah.
Like, there was a story, and it did make sense, and you could follow it.
Right.
Like...
whether you wanted to is different.
Those are the hallmarks of a movie with a passing grade. Like, you know, it's like, oh, congratulations. Like, you wrote your 5-paragraph essay and you had a topic sentence.
Yeah.
And you had, you know, 3 supporting paragraphs of your topic. And then you had a conclusion.
And like, that's
you, congratulations. You've passed the assignment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, with a like C. That's what this movie was.
Yes. And they spent $1 billion on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To get passing out of it.
Yep.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
They spent so much money on costumes, I gotta think. And horses.
Yeah.
They kept ripping them up.
Costumes and horses. Yep. Any final thoughts?
No.
it's a if movie.
If you had to add a second female character, what would they have done in this movie?
You know what? I don't really wish that on any other females to have to participate in this. So
okay,
I'm going to decline.
I guess there was that one lady postman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the younger one.
The one and the blind lady, but you know.
Yeah.
They didn't talk to each other, really, so I don't know if it passed the Bechdel test. I don't think it did. What do you think, Chris? Is any other final thoughts?
Now you can say you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, wear that like a battle scar.
It's still not the worst one you've made me watch. So.
Really? That's, you still think 2001
yes,
was worse?
2001 oh is god. The worst movie ever.
Oh my
compared
no.
to this?
Yes.
Oh my god.
No,
I hated
2001
it so
is an artistic
much.
Masterpiece.
I hated it.
Every time we have
it's
to
on
relitigate
like the AFI list, Danielle. You know I think you're you wrong should, on that, but that's okay. You don't have to like it.
You should let Kevin Costner know. I'm sure he would appreciate it.
Yeah. I would rather should. Watch this than,
like,
than
what's
tweet at him right now.
One of the top 10 movies of all time, and you think this one is better?
Yep.
This passing grade fucking movie you think is better than 2001?
Yeah, 2001 is horrible.
Like, agreed upon.
Tell you what.
Greatest movies of all time.
By who? Who agreed?
Everybody.
I've never heard of one person that I know talk about this.
The people who decide such things
people,
for film.
You know? I'm talking about like the Sight and Sound film list, which is a list of like the top critics and movie professionals.
They're
it's a bunch of boomers that are dying now. I don't care what they think.
No, younger people too are voting on these things, but like
it's not going to work, Chris.
It's
never going to happen.
No, no. What you're saying is like, oh, here's the Mona Lisa, and here's a copy of Mad Magazine. You're like, you know what? I kind of like the Mad Magazine better than the Mona Lisa. I kind of like this, like, I don't know, like this, like a Midwestern dude made a painting of a cow.
Yep.
Yeah.
In his backyard. And you're like, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't a bad painting. It definitely wasn't as bad as the Mona Lisa.
Yep.
Like, you know, that's what I'm hearing right now.
Yep. I guess that's it.
She stands by it. Oh my god. We need to
I curse you to live in Texas. That's your punishment. You live in Texas.
Someday you're going to find a movie I hate worse than it, but it hasn't happened yet.
Oh my god.
It has not happened.
I feel like we should. We should do that for you.
That's been the goal ever since.
It hasn't worked.
Yeah. We've been chasing that dragon since the first time.
Okay. I'm going to renew my effort in this. We're going to find a movie that you hate even more.
Well, sometimes there's like funny things that happen. We're watching this and they're doing that stuff, and I'm like, "Isn't there a lion loose?" And then, like, the next second, the lion jumps out and gets it. Like, "Yep, there it is."
All right.
Yep. Oh my god.
So 2001 needed a lion.
2001 terrible. Yep.
Needed.
We're gonna
needed F
a
minus.
To get mauled by a lion.
We're gonna get a bunch of edibles and we're gonna rewatch 2001.
No,
there you
and
go.
You're gonna change your mind about it.
I am never watching that shit again. If
we'll
someone is like, you can either,
yeah.
you will either die or a horrible, awful death, or you have to watch this movie. Like, I guess I'm dying because I'm not watching that shit again.
This is her version of the apocalypse.
Right.
Wow,
this is my hill that I'm gonna
thanks,
die.
Thanks, Danielle.
On. I just want to put out
if you
there,
got captured by this wholeness.
I want everyone to
know
gonna
put
2001
or Universal Soldier, and she's like, bring on Universal Soldier.
Yep. I don't know what that is, but let's watch that instead.
We'll watch Sharknado instead.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Jeez.
It's got sharks in it, though.
I would rather dye these random pieces of cloth red in this tub than watch 2001, mm-hmm. The Space Odyssey.
I'd rather stare blankly at the wall for 3 hours.
Even if it means losing your electricity, Danielle, you still wouldn't watch it.
I don't want to watch that shit. Hate it.
Both of your children are being dangled over a pit.
All right.
Watch 2001 or watch them die.
I'll go with them if I have to watch 2001. We're going together. I am not watching it.
Yep. Okay. Fair.
I hate it.
That's commitment.
All right.
I hate it so much.
Yep.
Can't say she's not committed.
Yep.
Hey, no. Danielle.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that's good?
So I did last weekend watch a movie on Netflix that you should also watch. Oh, that my is God. Like not good.
Are we talking about the shark movie?
But also good.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's called Under Paris. You should watch it.
Oh, God. The sharks in the Seine movie? Oh, yep. My God.
Please watch it.
Sharks in the Catacombs.
I watched it with the like English dubbed over. I guess it's supposed to be in French.
Yeah.
That would make sense, being Under Paris, but the one on Netflix, when I hit play, it played the one with them.
It defaulted to the English.
And, wow, y'all need to watch it. It's something special.
Right. Yeah, take your edibles and then watch it.
Yeah. All right.
I liked the ending, though, since they're having Olympics there. I was for the ending.
I didn't watch this movie, but I did hear about the movie, and every minute that you described something that happened felt like a full movie to me.
And I showed him one part.
This is all the same movie.
And I showed him one part, and man, the CGI guys. Just spot on.
Didn't you tell me at one point they blow up the catacombs or something? Like, that's one of the things they're trying to do to stop the sharks?
Yeah, you guys gotta watch.
Okay.
There's just
But
so
Paris
much that
is
happens.
Fine. Yes. Like, literally all the catacombs get blown up, but Paris is
they
fine.
They blow up the catacombs, but Paris is fine.
Paris is fine.
I guess they don't know where the catacombs are.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please watch it.
What's it called again?
Under Paris.
Under Paris. Not the porn, the Netflix movie with sharks.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
All right. Everyone's like, this is the greatest shark movie since Jaws. And I'm going to say no, but I think you should still watch it. Well, that's what they keep putting under the tagline.
They're once again like, here's the Mona Lisa and here's Under Paris. And we like this one better.
Yeah. It was so much that happened in it, though. Like, yes, you should pay attention because lots of things. They tried to do all the things in this movie.
They ripped off every movie with their shark movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is it?
And it's like an hour and 47 minutes. It's not even long. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
This movie could have taken a lesson from Under Paris. Yeah.
And they did a lot more than the postman did. For sure.
A much more efficient movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
We moved right along.
Got it. A steady clip.
Yeah, please watch it.
It had to.
Yeah.
They didn't have time.
Yeah, please watch it.
Jesus.
Please appreciate it with me. You'll love it.
Yeah. You didn't watch Bridgerton 3 yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Did you see boobies?
Yes.
People are sort of pissed about Bridgerton 3. Because they're like veering off of the books quite a bit.
Well, they are, but I didn't read them.
And
so
like
it's
with
okay
main characters, like they're changing the sex of their partners, and like it's really pissing people of the book off.
Mm. Oh, is it?
Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know.
You don't know because you haven't read the books, but I've read some of the comments, and there's other characters that aren't the main characters in this that are starting their storyline, and the stuff that they're doing, it's like they're switching her male love interest to a woman, and people are pissed about it.
Well, people can get over that, I guess, but
it's going to totally change the whole story again. Like, just make your own show. Yeah. Like, you don't have to use these books. If you're not going to follow these books, don't make it.
Well, they had to do something different for this season because they already spoiled this season in like the first season.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been this season. It should have been Benedict's season.
Yeah. No one cares about Benedict, though.
Unfortunately, in the show world, that's true.
Yeah. Forget him.
Yeah.
He's just going to go to art school or whatever.
So I'm not all that interested.
I haven't watched it yet, but
like after the first season, I feel like they stayed kind of close to the book. And then the second season, they totally like took a left turn and like did all kinds of crazy different things. And like, it just seems like they're going to keep following that path.
Yeah. Once again, really Shonda interested. Rhimes is like, I got it. Like I read the first book. It's fine. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, as long as they can like keep selling like wine
Yeah.
The name on it. Like, I think they're going to be okay.
Yes. I don't know. There's petitions all out there now to, like, switch stuff back before we get to these stories. Like, I don't know. I think they're about to lose a bunch of viewers season.
Nah. I think it's a loud, angry minority.
It's on its way to being canceled, I'm sure. They're not going to get
well, I mean,
I don't know. Netflix, it does pretty popular. Everything. It is
yeah.
pretty
like,
popular.
Like,
it's not a big deal with Chandra.
Like, the popularity doesn't. Like, honestly, I would say if it's less popular, it's more likely to continue on Netflix.
Yeah.
Probably like, true. I haven't watched it, though, so I can't really say
but
for sure.
The second half is out now, so we can watch the whole season.
I know, we can watch it all, but again, like, I don't know, like, that Colin guy just seems like a baby to me. I'm not real interested in watching him as the lead, but I hear it doesn't even really focus on them all that much. There's all the side stories, so.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, the first book was my favorite so far. Because none of the other ones have had jizzing on sheets as like a plot point, so.
That book was the worst, but that was the best season so far, because they stayed pretty true to the book.
Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes is just turning into like Ryan Murphy doing all the extremes. She's like, how can I stretch this to the limit to be...
Very serious accusation you just leveled at Shonda Rhimes here.
Yeah, and I stand by it.
Okay.
We're making enemies.
Oh my god. We can't afford to make enemies of Shonda.
Powerful enemies.
Shonda Land.
Yeah.
Quickly, move on.
Yes.
Chris, do you have anything else that's good?
No, just busy.
Oh.
I get this week off, and then I got to start my teacher residency classes.
Nice.
Yay.
So,
gotta
good,
be a
but
teacher,
no summer.
For reals.
For reals.
Yeah.
Learning lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you get paid to do that?
No, not this summer, unfortunately.
Ugh.
Come on now.
I wanted you to be paid to do those things.
I will be later, but that would have been nice. But they don't have money for that, so.
Boo.
Plus, I'm not technically a teacher of record yet, so that's some of it, too.
But you're working on it.
Yeah, I did apply for my job that I've had this year, so hopefully. I keep trying to enlist people at my school.
Yeah.
To be on my side and be like, you know what? We don't care if anybody else applies. We're just going to hire you.
Yeah, just go for it.
You know, but we'll see.
You're a known quantity.
Yeah. That's exactly what I figure. And I'll have even more skills next year, so I'll be even better.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it. You got it.
The kids recognize you and stuff.
They do. Yeah. Like half the school recognizes me.
Like there's
so
Mr.
That
Ham.
Should count for something. Yeah.
I know him. He teaches me about learning.
Exactly.
And words. And he hates TikTok.
Yep. That is. No TikToks in my room. I take your phone.
Take it.
Embrace the TikTok.
Nope.
Make sure they're watching your TikToks.
Yes.
No.
Make your own TikToks about your lesson plan. No. Just do a fun dance in the middle.
I mean, like that would be pretty great if the kids.
I already
were, like,
follow some
TikToks.
Teachers.
Yeah. And then they got to yours and it was like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Get off your phone.
I should
pay
do
attention.
That.
You're supposed to be listening to me talking right now in real life.
I should do that. That's what I should do. That's how I have a couple teachers I follow on Instagram where it gets their TikToks on there.
Yeah.
Who do that shit. And they're like, I stay after school all the time for a few hours to make my TikToks. My admins are cool with that. And I'm like, I don't know.
I saw a teacher TikTok where they were just talking about how, insults from eighth graders are fucking vicious.
Yes.
And it was just a teacher reading, like, these are actual things that my students have said to me. And I'm like, man, that's fucking brutal. Like, these kids. But at the same time, like, honestly, like, very clever. So, you know, could go either way for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I like your idea of scroll stoppers as the account. Like, you shouldn't be scrolling. You're supposed to be paying attention to class. Uh-huh. And then give them the teacher look. Like,
right.
Come here for a second.
I want to see you after class.
Put it down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just put it down.
Like, you know what? Just go ahead and go put it on my desk. I'll know what you're doing.
If you're seeing this right now, come give me your phone.
Yeah,
this is your.
You shouldn't be on it.
This is your son. I like it. Go for it.
Yeah, and the next one is just me going.
Mm-hmm. Right there, right on the desk.
Yep. Like or.
Yeah, get out in the hall. Get out in the hall.
So,
take it outside. No one wants to hear that. Nice. Well, how long does the residency thing last?
Summer courses go till July 24th.
Oh.
And then teachers go back to school on August 1st.
That seems really soon.
It is. We shifted our schedule this year.
Boo.
At our welcome event for the residency program, they told us, like, yeah, like last year, the first year's cohort, they had it for 5 weeks. And they told us that was a little fast. So we were planning to make it a 6-week course this summer, this year, to make it a little better. And then we got the news that the school district voted to change the schedule. So now you have 4.5 weeks.
Oh.
It's like, okay, thanks a lot.
Smart.
Yeah, so because they're like, we're going to shift the schedule this year. We're going to start 2 weeks earlier. Yeah. And then we can end 2 weeks earlier, so we're not ending in, like, mid-June. And I'm like, yeah. But why? I liked ending in mid-June. It's not like I had to go back to the beginning of August. Oh, wait. I do this year.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to go back to the middle of August. It was fine.
You don't want to go back to school while it's still hot.
No, it's gonna be weird to be in school on my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Because her birthday is August 15th, and the kids start on August 12th. Like, it's going to be weird doing school then, because I never had to do school on my mom's
birthday. God, you got out so late to be starting on August 12th.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're shifting the schedule. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Next year we'll get out before Memorial Day, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we did that where we got a shorter summer, but like not as short as you guys are getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting like no summer basically.
Boo.
So everyone's like, where are you going? I'm like, nowhere.
Gotta be
like,
here.
I gotta go to school this summer, so I have no summer.
Yeah.
Like I got Thursday and Friday last week and I get this week.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because the next Monday I'm in class. 8 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Bleh.
So learning, but I already got my notebook for school.
Oh, good.
They gave us our books, made my books at the welcome thing, so I already paid them, so I got my books then.
Yeah.
I have homework, I'm supposed to be working on that shit, my modules for before we start, which I've only done maybe 40 minutes out of the 6 hours, but I have so.
Well, you better get
That's going to be the way it is the whole time through the fall, is a module every week that's about 5-6 hours.
Right.
And then we'll have a class weekly on Thursday nights. So
nice.
For the fall. And then in the spring, we're not sure. This year they did it every other week. They said they might do it every week, but
yeah,
people finish in the spring at different paces because that's getting all your crap together for the EdTPA portfolio.
Right.
Submit. Because in this state, you can't just like teach for a bit and pass a test. You also have to make this whole big long portfolio that you have to record yourself teaching for like a class and all this other shit, submit all this like, here's all the lessons I made and all this other crap. I'm like, can you not just give people a license? Jesus.
No.
Like, come on.
You gotta make it as painful
as possible.
You
have a massive teacher shortage, but you gotta make it super difficult. Like, Jesus. If I pass a praxis exam, why do I need to give you all a freaking 20-year long portfolio?
Like, they want you to have already been teaching for 5 years before you can teach.
Apparently.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Well, lucky for them, I've already been doing it for like 2 years, so.
Yeah.
There's that, but I'm still like, this is unnecessary. Unnecessary burden. Like, pass that exam, you're fine.
Now there's a cat.
Cat.
I stole her.
Found one.
So that's what I'm going to be doing. A lot of reading on edumacating.
Yep. Learning up them kids.
And believing that all kids are capable. So things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In general, that's true.
It's kind of important. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah but.
And if they're shitheads, it's kind of not their fault. So
it's not that those kids aren't capable, they just choose not to do. So that is different.
Yes.
They're just
capable and motivated are different.
Yeah. They're the I'm going to find out the hard way kids. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
See,
I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, little Billy, you really need to do it this way because it's better for you. I'm like, okay, you don't want to do it, don't do it. You can fucking fail.
Yeah. I'm the kid that was supposed to find out the hard way and like, just ended up never finding out.
Oh.
Like, you can make it work. I got
really lucky and like failed up through life. So
that's kind of our thing. Like at first I was like, what do you mean if they fail the class, pass the praxis, they can go to 8th grade? They're like, well, look at this way. Like if they pass the, not the praxis, the EOGs, they pass the EOGs, then they learned the content well enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
or they know how to take a multiple choice test.
It's like, or that, but hey, that's on them.
It's
like,
a secret to my success.
Maybe they'll succeed the whole time. I don't know.
Talk me 8 seasons
in a row. Like, you know what? Okay, that makes sense, I guess. Even though they didn't do any work and like didn't come to half the classes, they can still pass, be proficient on the test that we can't give them any extra points on.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they're okay. So,
yeah.
And that, they prove themselves just as well as someone who went to class and got the same score. Yeah.
So I'm like, in that way, I guess that's okay. But the other shit, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. I keep telling kids, I don't know, some of you might be in seventh grade again next year. We'll see, especially those of you who didn't get proficiency on your EOG and then got a, you know, a 50 in my class. I don't know.
Yeah.
But other kids are like, am I going to have to repeat? I'm like, really, it's probably a case-by-case basis. They look at your grades, look at your teacher reports.
And also,
look at that stuff. If you were a complete, you know, asshole and didn't come to school, yeah, you're not going to you'll repeat. But, like, if you were here most of the time and, like, tried, you know, I'm like, it's up in the air. You'll probably get passable.
It'll tried be. On purpose? Weird.
Like, if you tried, then you'll be fine. But if you didn't, I'm gonna not recommend you go, so have fun in seventh grade again. That's my whole thing this year. I'm like, you didn't like it this time around, you're gonna love it the next time around.
Oh, yeah, you get to hear all this again.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
And this time I'm gonna have my TikTok account, and you have to put down your phone.
You're like, mm-hmm. Or.
Uh-huh, or get out.
Yep. I'll call for you.
Nice.
Actually, more than like, I'm going to call an administrator and they can come get your phone.
Yeah.
And Mr. James smash likes it. To do that. No, they just take it for the whole
smash
day.
Smash it right in front of you like Gallagher.
I would love to. Then their parents would get mad at me for breaking an expensive phone, and I can understand that.
Yeah.
But I like the whole, like, so guys, so I can take it for class.
Yeah.
Or I can call for an administrator to come take your phone. Mr. James will take it the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And if that's happened before already, your parents have to come get it from the office. You can't take it home.
Yeah.
So, your choice, and I walk away, and he's like, just give me your phone. Oh, she's here. I'm like, good choice.
And then I'm going to take your phone, and I'm going to look up stuff on TikTok you're not interested in, so I ruin your algorithm.
Right, I should do that. Like, unlock it, pull up your TikTok, I'm looking at history videos.
My whole For You page is ancient coins now. Shit.
Yep.
Yep.
That would be the worst punishment ever.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, my God.
But
hey, other Chris, do you have something else that's good?
Oh man, so I played a little bit of this game called Stellar Blade.
Oh yeah,
I've quite enjoyed that on the PlayStation. I will say that it's maybe my second favorite game, about like a sexy chick with a sword who like comes down from orbit to save Earth from an existential threat. But
it's among the top two, though.
It's it's the second best one of those. It's very good. Enjoy it. Yeah,
I've seen ads for that, but I haven't really dug into it yet because
it
seems like the kind of game that would take up a lot of my time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you like tech trees and fighting stuff, and and looking at butts.
I mean,
you know,
these are all like things I enjoy.
Yeah, no, it's very worthwhile if you enjoy those things.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Stellar Blade,
and also collecting costumes for said butt
for said butts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it like action RPG or?
It is action sort of fighting. It's got progression. I guess that makes it a little bit RPG like,
and
exploration makes it a little bit RPG like, but it's mostly like in the same vein, I guess, action wise as something like a Devil May Cry or.
Yeah.
Something of along those lines.
Yeah, like a what is
like
it?
Like brawling near big atomic groups of enemies.
Yeah.
Near Automata was the number one genre of sexy chicks coming from space to save Earth.
Just to spell it out for people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In case you didn't know which other game I was talking about. Yeah.
Right. Nice. Yeah. That reminds me, I need to go finish that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played through a little of it, but you know how I do.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't do it all at once, I just don't finish it. So
no, I mean, like that's kind of how it is for me too.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, cool. Stellar Blade, only on PlayStation, as far as I know.
For now,
For now, at least for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was also going to bring up a couple of games that have sucked up a lot of my time.
Okay.
So one I told you guys about already in the chat. Balatro, which is a roguelike poker game. So it's like a deck builder where you play poker.
Mm-hmm.
So It's pretty simple, basically, where you get, you know, a certain number of discards and a certain number of hands. You get 8 cards and you try to make your best poker hand. And then you get a certain amount of chips, whatever. But you can get all sorts of things that modify either your deck or your cards or give you bonuses for what cards you play. And so all of that stuff is RNG based. Mm-hmm. So it is all about trying to completely break the system till you get into the astronomical amounts of numbers. So
yeah,
as a numbers go up game goes, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's got a very satisfying noise too when you play your card and you get to trigger your bonuses like 19 times.
Hell yeah.
And your card is scoring like 6,000 chips times 8,000 multiplier. And the score actually catches on fire as you get up there. So
this is my kind of game, I feel like.
Yes.
Like when I heard you describe it before, and you're the second person to tell me about it, I think.
Yeah.
But like the way it sounds, like it sounds like something that would keep me in front of it for a very long time.
Yeah. It's why I almost didn't finish the book when we were supposed to talk about the book. Like, I was just playing that instead. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, to give you an example, like, you can get a certain number of jokers, right? Mm-hmm. And so a joker will be something like the walkie-talkie joker. So if you play a 10 or a 4, you get a bonus. Or a queen, and so that every queen that you have that's in your hand and you don't play, you get a bonus. Or the hack card. Where if you keep playing the same cards, they'll repeat it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Like low value cards. So there's that aspect to it. And then there's like things you can do to your card to give you more multiples or more chips. Or give you multiples, but you risk breaking your cards and destroying them. Or sometimes your cards will give you money, but only 1 times out of 20. So you're gambling on the gambling. It's got levels and layers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into things like tarot cards that let you manipulate your deck, and spectral cards, which do even crazier shit, like are big gambles, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So it's not unusual to see your score at the end of the game being like in the billions of points.
Nice.
So Bellatro, but enter carefully if you're the kind of person that gets into these games too much.
Yeah.
The other one I just finished, well, I just got to Credit Roll. I don't think I'm finished with it, is Animal Well. Mm-hmm. That came out not too long ago. It's an indie Metroidvania type of game. It's like retro graphics and very Metroid heavy, I guess, because there's not really any combat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also no dialogue, and so they kind of just throw you in and you're like, good luck. So, okay. It is a very good example of the game teaching you how to play it without forcing you to stop and read tutorials.
Right.
It's still, I think, really playable, even though there's nothing actually telling you what to do.
It's an old school kind of game design where it's like after a little bit of messing around, the way that you play it kind of becomes self-evident.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think the only text I've even seen in it is there is some tool tips sometimes.
Mm.
Like push circle till you turn this crank. Like, okay.
Got it.
So, but it's really cool. And not too long. So if you're just playing to get to the credits, it's probably, I don't know, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more you can dig into afterward. I thought it was really cool. Because like basically one guy coded the whole thing, including the engine. So.
Oh, wow.
Really neat. Animal Well.
It's like is there anything in particular about like the graphics or like anything, because typically like making your own engine is either like an exercise or like totally unnecessary. if like I guess I'm trying to figure out like, was there a reason that making his own engine was necessary, or like was it he just felt like it?
This is me guessing at this point, but so the graphics are pretty squarely like NES 8-bit type, but there's a lot of atmospheric stuff going on. Uh-huh. Like one of the early items you get is a firecracker, and so the lighting effects on that are pretty unique. Interesting. And the way some of the animals move around is one of the gameplay mechanics. Mm-hmm. And there's certain atmospheric effects they have to do while you're going through it. So if I had to guess, that's probably why.
Okay.
Is to do things like that. So I thought it was pretty satisfying. One of my favorite gimmicks in there is you get a frisbee. Mm-hmm. So you can throw it in through cracks and hit flip switches. But to get the frisbee, you steal it from a dog statue.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, spoiler warning, when you do that, a dog spirit comes and chases you.
Oh, geez.
So you have to run hell through the whole world to get to a safe spot, basically. And the path that you take takes you past all the other dogs that are in the game. Mm-hmm. And so you can, like, if you just walk into a room with a dog and you walk up to them, they'll probably bite you and shake you around like a toy and throw you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can throw the frisbee for them and they'll chase it. So you have to deal with, like, this ghost dog that's chasing you and all the other dogs that are getting in your way and try to get around them by distracting them. It's really fun.
Interesting.
So, anyway. That's all I got. Danielle, what do you think? Animal Well, yes or no?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's been looking at her phone for, like, half of an hour at least.
Yep. Mm, got it.
She's like, I stopped talking about Bridgerton. I don't care anymore.
I'm watching
I'm
watching cat videos.
Okay. All right, so well, we can hit stop then.
House of Dragons coming back up tonight. So I'll be doing that.
I didn't watch the first one yet. Yeah.
Stop.
Skip this update. Stop. Okay, that was our session for today, and that was also the end of this season. We do have a couple of things in the hopper for the next couple of months, but homework for next time is to let us know what book you've been wanting us to cover that we just haven't gotten to yet. Hit us up on the socials under RTFBpod, or email us at contact@rtfbpod.com and make a formal request. These are also the same avenues if you have a bookstore you'd like to see shouted out on a future episode. So drop us a line, won't you? And for that matter, feel free to rate and review us on your podcast listening app of choice. Couple of quick on second thoughts today. I was going to pull up this Shakespeare off between the postman and General What's-His-Name to see if I had just completely missed the subtext on my first watch through, but then I was too lazy to try to find it online, and I was unwilling to pay another $4 to rent it again. So, as a general rule, if there isn't any other evidence available, best to just assume that Other Chris was right. Secondly, I'm almost positive that the Civil War movie that Other Chris and I watched in high school was actually Gettysburg, but that didn't have Jonathan Frakes in it, so maybe I just merged it with North and South in my head? Gettysburg, by the way, was based on the book Killer Angels, which I also read in high school, and I thought that was pretty good. So check any or all of these things out if you're so inclined. Today's episode would also have been better if it had featured Kevin Costner's ass, and was 2 hours shorter. With thanks to Chris Ham, Chris Other Chris Jacobson, Daniel Neither Chris Rowe. It was edited by me, Travis Rowe, and was sponsored by no one in particular. Until next time, keep fucking reading.
Hey, get out of here.
Hey.
Hey.
Hold on.
That's what he said to those holonists. Get out of here.
Interloper. No, Harley's in here and she shouldn't be.
Get out of here, you motherfucker.
Harley.
You mother.
Is Harley a dog? Or is Harley a cat?
Or a motorcycle?
I'm allowed to be in here. Go.
Get the fuck.
Oh, another person.
Get the fuck out.
I didn't see who Harley was.
What shirt is this shirt?
Who is Harley?
It was a four-legged person.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a dog?
I'm pretty sure Harley is a dog. We'll know in a second. Go.
Is Harley a dog?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see Harley, so I didn't know what.
No, she was over here. She found my. She didn't get to it, but I didn't eat my toast from Zaxby's yet. Oh, it's in the container here on the floor. So one cat has found it, and I shoot her away, and then Harley found it, and that's how I knew she was here, because I felt her nose on my foot.
Toast
and then I looked down,
floor.
And I'm like, that's not a
toast
cat.
Toast on the floor. Floor toast.
So Harley can...
Just trying to enjoy my floor toast.